as I discussed with you last week, the strength of Chassidus lay in the fact that it was able to attract a very high element of people as its leaders. And on the other hand, it was able to appeal to the masses of the Jewish people as its followers. And the Maggid of Meserich was that great person who, after the death of the Baal Shem Tov, was able to mobilize the people and to build a great yeshiva, so to speak, where his disciples came and followed his direction, and then they themselves went and spread the doctrine of Chassidus and its ideas throughout Europe, throughout Eastern Europe. I mentioned to you last week that the opposition to Chassidus was very strong, and that almost all of the great early Hasidic Rebbes suffered severe persecution. Even such people as Reb Levi Yitzchok of Berditchev was driven from town, driven from his position, driven from town by his opponents. And the strength of the opposition lay in the fact that Chassidus was revolutionary, it was radical, it was Kabbalistic, it came after the time of Shabtai Tzvi and other false messiahs, and therefore the establishment certainly saw it as having dangerous tendencies, and that in the application of those dangerous tendencies, many harmful events could occur to the Jewish people. One is tempted to say that it is really the Misnagdim who saved the Chassidim from themselves. That the Misnagdim, by their strong and persistent opposition, by pointing out the failings of individual Chassidim and of Chassidus generally, brought to the attention of Chassidus the areas that it had to seek improvement, and it is that guaranteed that Chassidus would modify to a certain extent any of its most extreme positions and remain within the mainstream of halacha and of the Jewish people, and finally become the majority, at least in Eastern Europe, as far as traditional Jewry was concerned. And it is to their credit, therefore, that they paid attention and they listened to their enemies. Now, the means that were used by the Misnagdim were not pleasant. Every machlokas breeds extremists, especially when the machlokas is l'shem shamayim, when it is for the sake of heaven, when it is a holy war. A holy war shirks at the use of no weapons. All weapons are permissible in a holy war. And when the defense of religion is involved, so then terrible things were done. Just as probably the worst thing that was done, one for which the Jewish people, both Misnagdim and Chassidim, would in the coming generations pay an extremely heavy price, was the involvement of the Russian government in the Machlokas. I mentioned to you before that when we discussed the dispute between Rabbi Yaakov Emden